Hey guys, Lady Luck here. Are you going on any road trips this summer? I know I'm going to be going on a bunch of road trips. And being that I'm going to be passenger princess, I love playing on SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest has all of my favorite slot games, live blackjack, live craps. Head on over to SpinQuest right now and get yourself a $30 coin pack for just $10.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hour number two, Robbie and Rex Road, 102.5 The Game. Robbie Stanley, Joe Rex Road, Ian Safar here with you on this Friday morning. We're hanging out live at T-Line in West Nashville to celebrate 102.5 The Game's 15th year of being on the air. We're going to be out here all day long. We've got prizes to give away. You can stop by later on and get signed up for a chance to win Nashville Predators season tickets and a whole lot more. T-Line opening up at 11 this morning. We'll be out here broadcasting until 6. So come hang out with us, grab some lunch. We'll be around hanging out. So appreciate all of our listeners that have weighed in, wishing us a happy birthday at the station today. 15 years, it's hard to believe. Really appreciate our partners, our sponsors that have made our birthday celebration today possible. Pickers Vodka, Tennessee Men's Clinic, Parman Tractor and Equipment, The Wine Cellar in Hendersonville, Hiller Plumbing, Heating, Cooling, and Electrical, TJ Anderson Homes, Family Leisure, Houston Clinic Orthopedics, Bob's Steak and Chop House, Franklin Motors, the International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers Local 429, Red's Wine and Spirits in Bellevue, the Adventure Science Center, Job News Nashville, Deer Run Camps and Retreat, the Sexual Assault Center, Big Brothers, Big Sisters of Middle Tennessee, Circus Sportsbook Kentucky, and Sap Sap Barbecue. Really appreciate everybody for making this possible today. And 15 years, hard to believe we've been on the air that long. We'll have giveaways and prizes and tickets for you to win, so make sure you're tuned into that. And we've got another spot to give away in the Robbie and Rex Road Fantasy Football League coming up later in the show. Taking your thoughts on the Titans at 615-737-1025. A screenshot sent in by Trevor on the text line, Joe. It was Jalen Fly from Austin Peay, who was the left tackle that stood outside the Titans facility with his cardboard sign. And it was 6'8", 325-pound offensive tackle. He basically put all of his measurables on the cardboard and said, COVID altered my football path, but not my faith. So Jalen Fly, I wonder what he's up to now. 6'8", 325.
And just Jalen, spell the last name for me.
Flye.
That's amazing that Fly is open. Let's go pee.
Let's go
pee. I didn't even make that connection. My goodness.
I guess
another Austin Peay Fly.
I guess when you're the left tackle, like, you probably need the fly to be closed at that point, right? Like, you don't want it open.
That's true. You don't want the fly open. You don't want the door open.
Hey, Mandor's having a good camp, I think.
Well. Yeah?
Nobody's talking about him, which we were talking about that with Kuharski the other day. Like, nobody's really talking all that much about Dan Moore. Is that a good thing? It also makes me wonder pretty severely about the pass rushers the Titans have maybe out on the edge. What's that going to look like by the time the regular season comes around?
There is always that. There's always a flip side to someone doing well on your team when they play against each other. So, yeah, we'll have to see. Speaking of Kuharski, so I do have to ask this question.
Okay.
Again, these are the joys of Twitter. You know, there's this guy who is pretty funny. He's put together this it's like a fake, you know, it's like a parody show, Filming and Nobody. It's pretty good. And he's just out there like, yeah, cans at best. But he also is claiming that and this guy seems pretty funny. He's also claiming that Kuharski has a burner. So I've seen this Tommy Callahan account commenting on the Titans. In fact, I need to go to it now. I need to know from Kuharski, does he actually have a burner that is, because this guy is, this guy is at y'all tighten up, okay? At y'all tighten up. He's got almost 9,000 followers. And according to this this guy who's out here doing parody shows, this is Paul Kuharski's burner. And I do feel like I've seen Tommy Callahan like defend Kaharsky, and now I'm like, wow, really intrigued. So,
do you think Kaharsky like Kevin Durant? He's just got burners floating around.
I mean, honestly, like, would you be that shocked?
I think I would.
I mean, I don't know, man.
Especially if he included tighten up in his handle. Yeah, I'd be pretty stunned by that.
But I mean, that's a pretty good cover, right? Like, you would never think Kaharsky would do that, right?
I mean, Ian, we got to get to the bottom of an issue here, okay?
Okay.
And I really need Ian's thoughts on this. You know, we've been doing this show for almost 6 years, and I'd say, I don't know, 50% of those shows that we've done, maybe more, I've heard from Rex Road about how much he hates Twitter and how much he despises social media. And yet, I feel like every day, Ian, there's at least one part of the show where Joe's like, see here, look, Robbie, here's where Twitter's great. You don't have it anymore. Like, it's every day. So I don't know that I believe Joe. I think he loves Twitter. And I think there's a silent and becoming frequently less silent push to get me back on there.
Yeah, I mean, I kind of do. There are times when I'm just like, I wish you saw this because it is funny. I don't know. I feel like it's kind of been on a hot run lately of funny stuff about things that we talk about. Because, again, like this guy out of nowhere, filming and nobody. It's funny, man. Like, it's funny. Like, if you see these clips, these are funny. But you're right. It is hypocritical. Because I complain about it, I think it's pretty much the decline of society, and yet it reels me in every time. I know
he does.
It reels me in, man. There are things about it that I do like. You know, it's just like obviously there's just so much awfulness, but this stuff is pretty funny. And you know, I in all seriousness, I have never done a burner. Probably will never do a burner, but I'm fascinated by the burner thing, like the KD stuff. And people who do this, and obviously there's been some really prominent examples of people trying to use these things to like influence public opinion and like GM. Oh, yeah. I mean, it's just amazing. And if PK had a burner, that would seriously be one of the greatest discoveries of my life, you know? And so I want this to be true. Chad says Joe sounds burner curious. I'm just fascinated by the whole idea. And to think that PK is like just sitting there, you know, with his little burner account, like, you
should listen to Paul Kaharsky. He's a really good reporter. He's really good. You should subscribe to his site, you know?
I mean, it's just amazing to think about this whole idea, him spending hours, like, trying to go find and pump himself up and rip other reporters. I mean, it's just, God, I need it to be true.
Well, maybe we'll get to the bottom of this next Wednesday when he's in and see if we can, you know, maybe press it a little bit.
I'm sending it to him now. So hopefully he responds before the show's over.
I'm sure that'll go well. I'm sure it'll be a nice response out there. Well, Ian, I'm glad you're with me. Like Rex Road, I might as well be on like I keep calling it Twitter, but it's X. X is payroll here. Like he just there's a faux outrage for X. He secretly loves it.
Yeah, he does kind of low key plug them.
Yeah, you're right.
All the time.
Elon. Yeah.
Elon should be paying me, right?
He should.
Just got to be careful about the
algorithms. He absolutely should.
You know, they'll show you weird stuff on there.
Oh, it's an absolute cesspool. I mean, it's just absolutely awful.
Yeah, the responses are getting worse and worse. You know, you used to be able to look through them and maybe gauge the feel of some stuff, but now it's hard because everybody has a check mark and they're all bots and it's hard to know what's real.
I'm tagging you guys on this, too, so we're going to get an answer to this before the show's over. You're welcome.
Appreciate it. Jeremy from Cookeville on the text line says, if Cam Ward doesn't go 12 of 12 for a $150 and 2 touchdowns, then we may as well cut him. I'm kidding, but that's what the preseason has felt like. Guys, we're going to be fine. This is from Jeremy from Cookeville on the text line. Jeremy saying, hey, I want everybody to calm down a little bit out there.
Sounds like a Cam do to me. Sounds like a Cam do. No, I mean, it's,
I
yeah,
feel like
of course.
That pool is getting smaller, the Cam do's.
Yeah, yeah, I feel like that. I feel like that. Mike from PA says, I'm sorry, but PK can't even delete his emails on Gmail, and people want me to think he can run a burner. Look, I get it.
That's
man.
True.
I get it. I know that it's wild, but what if it's all like a front, you know? You know, something that we're going to have to get into this next week because we could talk about it, Robbie, but this is brought up by Ron. And I've seen clips, so I think I have a feel for it. But have you watched the Vince Young doc yet?
I've not watched it yet, but I have seen the clips that I believe you're about to talk about. Yes.
Yeah, just I don't know. I want to see it for myself before I react. It sounds like Fisher is not painting a very positive light. Like we've talked about before, like you hope Vince Young doesn't shirk like accountability for his own failures, right? But also, not a favorable portrayal of Jeff Fisher. It sounds like.
Well, the clip of Vince Young talking about him writing a letter to Jeff Fisher after it all went down. And Fisher never responding to his letter because he's like, yeah, I guess he did. He misspelled my name, and I thought it probably wasn't him because my name was misspelled. And I was sitting here thinking the whole time, how in the world do you misspell Jeff Fisher? How do you do that?
Well, did he spell it Geoff? Does he think his name is Geoff Fisher? Like the
no
British Jeff?
Idea. I was like, did he spell Jeff with one F? Did he misspell Fisher? Like, what happened?
Dear 8 and 8. No, yeah, no, that's wild, man. That is. I need to know what exactly that means. Yeah, you got to specify that. How do you mess up that name?
I mean, in all seriousness, like I just haven't had a whole lot of time this week. I'm very interested to watch it. Like the Vince Young doc on Netflix. I'm interested to watch that. Yes, I saw a thing from ESPN yesterday, which you'll love. They're coming out with a doc series on Nick Saban, so I'm looking forward to that. Like, Gary,
yeah,
a few sports docs that I'm looking forward to.
I also looking forward to that, and then I'm like, oh, my God, that's a lot. That's a lot to watch. The Saban one,
yeah.
we're talking six-part. Are they all an hour?
I don't know.
Like 6 hours?
I would assume though.
I know he's a great coach, but like 6 hours?
Man, are they going to have one episode dedicated to his like being mic'd up as the owner of the Nashville Predators?
Oh, like, God, I hope so.
Does that factor in?
That'd be great. I hope they at least have a little bit of that. You know, that'd be a lot of fun. I feel like there's a lot of these docs that I get excited about, but then I don't actually watch them.
615-737-1025 is our phone number. We'll take a visit around the NFL, get into NFL headlines, entering into the final week of the preseason. Coming up next, Robbie and Rex Road, 1025 The Game. Today, the Nashville Sounds take on Jacksonville. First pitch at 11:05. You can catch all the action on 94.9 The Fan, presented by Twin Peaks, Family Leisure, and Social Cantina. Taking your thoughts at 615-737-1025. Teron Davenport will be with us at 8 o'clock. We will get into all things Tennessee Titans with him. But, Joe, it is time again to give away another spot in the Robbie and Rex Road Fantasy Football League. Got a lot of giveaways happening today for our 15th birthday as a radio station. And right now, we're going to give away another spot in the Fantasy Football League to caller number 6 at 615-737-1025. 615-737-1025. Caller 6. We'll win another spot in the Robbie and Rex Road Fantasy Football League. We have three more spots remaining, Joe. So three more spots to get in. We'll have some on Monday and Tuesday of next week to give away as well. And then that will round out the 2026 version of the Robbie and Rex Road Fantasy Football League, of which I believe Rex Road's already guaranteed victory. So we'll see if that happens.
Well, I'm going to have a great team. We know this. I'll be knocking on the door. Well, you want to do is you want to be knocking on the door.
Do we?
Well, yeah, sure. I'll say that. But you just want to be knocking on the door every year, you know? And eventually you're going to bust that door down. And I'm not talking about the man door. I'm talking about the Robbie and Rex Road fantasy door. So, yeah, I think I'll be good. I mean, I'm not guaranteeing a championship. Really, honestly, the thing that I care about is that I – have a better team than Brennan every year. And if that's the case, then we're good.
Some news around the NFL, Joe. Josh Jacobs was charged yesterday with misdemeanor battery, misdemeanor criminal damage to property from the incident that took place a few months ago where he was arrested about 3 months ago in a alleged domestic violence incident at his home near Green Bay. So, obviously, looking into that, it feels like, Joe, the Packers are preparing for a suspension. I don't know exactly what that suspension is going to look like when it comes to Josh Jacobs. I mean, a domestic violence related incidents, though. I mean, I think it's a minimum of 6 games that he could be looking at. So that's pretty hefty. We'll see what that looks like for Josh Jacobs. But officially charged yesterday, misdemeanor battery and misdemeanor criminal damage to property.
Yeah. Ugly, you know, situation. And like you said, you probably anticipate not having him for a bit. I hate to like pivot from like the seriousness of that to fantasy football, but I mean, that is, I mean, I did a draft and he went probably way, way lower than you would have thought, probably. Yep. With that in mind, I would think so. You got that, and you got this. How about the Tutu Atwell being traded back to the Rams?
Yeah,
from the Dolphins.
Yeah, what's with that?
I don't know. Like they traded
first
running
off,
back.
Is like Malik gonna have anybody to throw the ball to? Like I don't think he's gonna have anybody to throw the ball to. First off, I don't. I mean, not that Tutu Atwell was some like, you know, game changer.
He's fast,
there, but. He's fast. He's gone back to the Rams, and the Rams, of course, are saying, and McVay said yesterday, you know, that it's got nothing to do with the possible suspension for Puka Nacua, who's got his own issues off the field. But, yeah, that's a weird one. And it's like, Malik, you're going to have to throw the ball up in the air, run past the line of scrimmage, and go catch it yourself.
I mean, are Mark Duper and Mark Clayton, like, hanging around Miami still? Like, I mean, my goodness. Like,
I don't know.
It really is like I just hope that the plan there is to give him time, and it's not just like a Band-Aid where it's like, well, you know what, because like he really is in a bad situation. Like they're probably gonna be a terrible team, and not even like they look bad across the board. They look like they could be the worst team in the NFL, and then specifically for him, it's like. He doesn't have any help. Like, what do people think he's going to be able to do with this opportunity?
I mean, I don't know. He's going to have to run a lot. I know that, which is generally not what you want your quarterback to do. I mean, he runs anyway. But, like, I look at their offense, and, like, if it's not him or Achan, it's like, who's getting the ball? I don't know what's going to go on. It feels like a horrible situation for him down there. Once the regular season comes around, like, I'm interested to see. I mean, look, if you're Malik Willis, it's a starting quarterback job in the NFL. There's only 32 of them. You don't get a whole lot of shots at that. So, like, I don't begrudge him for going to Miami, but he's got to be looking around here saying, like, you guys couldn't give me anyone. Like, he couldn't do a little bit better than this for weapons for me to throw the ball to.
Yeah, it's strange. But, hey, I mean, I guess they did bring in a running back, so – running the wishbone in Miami, and maybe it's finally time. Miami was the team that really kind of brought the Wildcat in the NFL, you know, however many years ago, the Dolphins, with those two backs. So maybe we're going to finally get to see if someone try the wishbone in the NFL. That'd be great. But this debate over the tipping in the YouTube chat is just off the rails, by the way.
Yeah, you know, I had gotten away from the YouTube chat for like 20 minutes because I was looking at other stuff, and I've gone back and it's just totally exploded over here. Like, yeah, I can't even keep up.
I know. And man, I guess, you know, we could make it part of the rant, but like, please tip your servers. PSA, please tip your on our 15th birthday. We implore you, please tip your servers if they do a good job.
Yeah, that'd be
and
nice.
Congrats to Dylan.
See, I'm missing all these things. I don't even know what you're talking
Dylan
about.
Dylan won the fantasy spot. Dylan and
Antioch.
Oh, there we go. Dylan and Antioch hey, got
go.
The fantasy spot. How about it?
Nice. Well done,
that's
Dylan
great,
and Antioch.
Great for Dylan. A regular contributor. So that's good job, man. Well done.
Did you see Mike McCarthy? I guess he was asked about, you know, they've got 4 quarterbacks there, which is interesting. You got Rodgers, Mason Rudolph, who I think Rex Rowe described at one time as the best backup quarterback in the league. You've got Will Howard.
We'll take him over Drake May.
Yeah, we'll take him over Drake May. Remember, that's clipped up, so that was good. Glad we've got that back in there. And then Drew Aller as well. And he was asked about, you know, 4 quarterbacks there. do you believe that all four quarterbacks have earned a roster spot? And he said that's a very accurate evaluation. So I don't know what that means. I kind of look at it, Joe, and say if you've got Aaron Rodgers and then you feel good about Will Howard and Drew Aller, I'd probably just cut Mason Rudolph. That's me. But I'm interested to see what they do.
Did you see that throw Drew Aller made last week?
Yeah, I did.
I mean, I know it, like, whatever, one throw, but
he's looked pretty good.
Yeah, I think there's something there, and that's why people were excited. But it just, you know, takes time for some guys. So, well, you know, Todd Monken had the same thing yesterday. He's because Dylan Gabriel is amazing last night for the Browns, and so Todd Monken's like, oh yeah. Oh, I can't do Todd Monken. I got to work on it. He's Funkhauser from but anyway, he keep all these guys. I can't do it. I it's really terrible. I've totally botched it. But you know, because they've got Taylen Green too.
Yeah,
you got Shadur. You got Deshaun. You got Taylen Green. You got Dylan Gabriel. Dylan Gabriel, third round pick, who like last night's performance was better than Shadur and Deshaun Watson have looked the entire preseason. So, what a joy it must be to be a Cleveland Browns fan.
I mean, Taylen Green, I would find some way to get him the ball. Like, he doesn't need to play quarterback for the Browns, but I would find some way to, like, get him the ball. I mean, basically all he did against Tennessee last year is he just took off and run, and they could not stop him. I was like, okay, yeah. Well, so this guy's apparently the fastest quarterback in history.
Yeah, like, I don't know if – yeah, like, is it possible for him? Could he be, like, a guy who switches the receiver? I don't know. But, you know, you got – so the Browns and the Steelers have eight quarterbacks, and they don't want to get rid of any of them. What a division.
It would be a bold move to keep four quarterbacks on your 53-man roster. Bold move.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like, I feel like Will Howard and Taylen Green could both probably play, like, special teams. So you could, you know, look at it that way.
That's good. 615-737-1025, our phone number. 615-737-1025. We'll continue to take your thoughts on our phone and text lines driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. We'll get into some college football coming up next. The Rex Rant later this hour. Theron Davenport at 8 o'clock. All that ahead. Robbie and Rex Road, 102.5 The Game. Robbie and Rex Road, 102.5 The Game, hanging out here at T-Line in West Nashville. It is 102.5 The Game's 15th birthday today, and we are excited about that all day long. We'll be out here at T-Line. They open up at 11 today, so come on out. Get some lunch. Hang out with us. We'll be out here until 6 o'clock tonight. And as a part of our 15th birthday, we got stuff to give away, and we'll do that now. We got a four-pack of lower-level tickets to see the Nashville Predators take on Macklin Celebrini and the San Jose Sharks at Bridgestone Arena on Thursday, October the 15th. Again, a four-pack of lower-level tickets to see the Preds take on the Sharks on October 15th. To caller number five. Caller number five at 615-737-1025. You'll win a four-pack of tickets to see the Preds take on the Sharks at Bridgestone Arena coming up on Thursday, October the 15th. Joe, I must tell you, you know, college football season officially starting this weekend. We have games. It's a beautiful time of the year. I am very much enjoying going through Bruce Feldman's list right now on The Athletic of where coaches – seats are the hottest, and I'm not going to spoil the whole thing. I'll just start this off, Joe, with three ACC coaches and the description that Bruce Feldman gives. You got Bill O'Brien at Boston College, which he would describe as a toasty seat, toasty. Mike Norvell at Florida State, it's hot. And then Bill Belichick in North Carolina, in which Bruce Feldman describes it as muy caliente. Which I am very much here for. Muy caliente.
Nice. Those are all good toasty seats. And of course, we get to see Belichick. Well, we get to see Belichick and this freaking goofball Sonny Dykes tomorrow too, Mister. You know, no, I'm just gonna revoke the credentials of the surprise. Has he fixed that yet? My God, what a clown show! So it's just a total clown show, clown car in Dublin tomorrow. The Belichick thing is, it's still like you're talking about a massive buyout, massive investment.
Yeah.
You do have a scapegoat now, right? Like, and honestly, maybe I'd probably sign up and believe like he is has been the biggest problem. Now, it's Belichick's program, so the fact that you hired Michael Lombardi, your buddy, to do this is not a good reflection on you at all. But if it's true that, like, Lombardi, I mean, obviously Jordan Hudson is another thing too, but that Lombardi has just been like a problem, like an issue in the building, along with being bad at his job. You get him out of there, you get some people who can do something, and Belichick goes like 6-6 this year. Like, I could see him still sticking around. Like, I don't think he has to have some incredible year now. The bar's been so lowered, right, on the expectations of that program. So it's a very interesting situation.
The only two SEC coaches that appear on Feldman's hot seat watch list is Jeff Lebby at Mississippi State and my boy Shane Beamer at South Carolina. He describes Beamer as pretty hot, but we think it should cool down soon. So that is the description of Beamer there. He says Lebby is toasty. It could be scorching by mid-September. Lebby, huh? Okay. How about that?
Yeah, it's interesting. It's a hard job, and it's still pretty early. I mean, I feel like last year was kind of encouraging on that front, right? I don't know.
Is this his third year?
Yeah. That kind of surprised me. I think Beamer is clearly the hot seat, and it may cool down, but with all the talent they have back this year and all that it had to have required to keep that talent there, I can't imagine them being okay with another bad year from him. Or even another
first group of six
mediocre
coach,
year.
First group of six coach that is mentioned on Feldman's list is Derek Mason from MTSU. Temperature Tech is toasty. So he's the first one on the list.
Yeah, I mean, that makes sense. It's obviously a big year for him. Just got to get that defense. Obviously, defensive guy, great defensive coordinator. Got to have the dudes to do it. I feel like they're going to have a decent offense. They have a pretty good quarterback, but getting stops is just what they've struggled to do. And it'll be interesting to see. Seems like he's got a lot of depth and different pieces that he can deploy, but they've got to figure out a way to get some stops.
Benjamin on the text line pointing out from our fantasy football giveaway that Jaden Daniels probably doesn't appreciate caller number 5 winning. Very well done on that point, Benjamin. People requesting all over for Rex Road to continue his LSU booster voice, which I guess is what we're calling it now, the foghorn, leghorn out there. Somebody on the YouTube chat, Joe, wanting you to do your LSU voice and somehow bring up Cam Ward into the discussion. That would be an impressive thing to pull off from the LSU perspective.
See, it's just hard. You know, you got to be in the moment, man. You got it. Like yesterday, it was just flowing through me. It was almost like voodoo, you know, it was flowing through me. I mean, Chad, call it Joe Rex Road. J-E-A-U-X, Rex, R-E-A-U-X-D, Joe Rex Road. Now, look, if this Cam Ward doesn't work out, we can bring him down to be your next quarterback, okay? You let me know. That's all I got.
Oh, boy.
I'm sorry.
I can't wait for you to do this in front of Kuharski. I don't think he's heard this particular one yet, and it could be special.
Well, by the way, where is Kuharski? He's just completely ignoring. I mean, is this not suspicious to you? I sent him this tweet that Tommy Callahan is a Kuharski burner account, and he just doesn't even respond to it. You're telling me that that's not the sign of someone who might be guilty?
I mean, he's probably asleep, man. Like, he's an old man. He needs his rest.
Especially when you're staying up late with your burner account, you know, trying to change the game in your favor, you know?
Yeah.
That's time. It's got to be time consuming. That's got to be time consuming for him. Yeah. So
by the way,
suspicious.
We've mentioned the SEC and the Big Ten this week. Well, the ACC joined that yesterday of banning professionals from returning to college football from the pros and playing in their conference. So, John, I was a little bit interested. You know, as we know, the ACC and the Big 12 are well aware that, you know, as a whole with conferences, they're behind the SEC and the Big 10. I was interested to see if the ACC and the Big 12 might just say, yeah, you know, come on back. Well, the ACC has passed a resolution. They're like, yeah, you're not coming here either.
I know. Wouldn't that have been awesome if they were like, oh, hell yeah, we'll take these dudes. You guys, good job, Big 10 SEC. Thank you. But yes, they so now it looks like collusion. So whatever, I don't know. Next month.
Get sued?
Well, yeah, no, they absolutely are. I mean, next month we're gonna have football, and we're gonna have a lot of judge rulings that are really interesting when it comes down to like, if a conference does this, you can still play somewhere else. Another conference does it. There's still plenty of places in college football that these guys could go, right? And it's going to be at a reduced rate, I'd say, right? But yep. It's not, you're not restricting. So, but I mean, a judge could look at it that way, that they are. I mean, I'm not a lawyer, so I don't know. But I mean, I could see both arguments on that. It's going to be really fascinating. Meanwhile, these guys are all in limbo. These teams are in limbo. And I have to ask, you know, look, if you're a coach, it's like, okay, you know, it'd be great to have, like Indiana has this Stephen Daly guy. I mean, hey, if we can have him back, you plug him in and boom, our D-line is better. But are you not a little concerned about, you know, first of all, they're screwing over kids who are on your roster right now, but also just like having that uncertainty right now? This guy may be able to join us, may not. Wouldn't you feel better and sleep better at night if you were one of these coaches just like, you know what, I got my team, we're good?
You would think. But anything they can do to get the slightest competitive advantage, we know that they're going to try to do. 615-737-1025, our phone number, 615-737-1025. The Rex Rant with Joe Rexroad is coming up next. Teron Davenport from ESPN will be with us at 8. All that ahead, Robbie and Rexroad, 1025 The Game.
Sometimes he wakes up on the wrong side of the bed. And sometimes he's just, well, Joe.
Awkward moment, let's do it.
This is the Rex Rant, now on Robbie and Rex Road.
Have I mentioned Paul Kuharsky? Have I mentioned that's my name?
Say my name.
Was that all gas, no brakes, Robert? Yeah, I think that's what's happening. That's when I came back, and I think that's what's happening. And because I think that's what's happening, you should go around town and tell everybody that's what's happening.
Oh, I think I love you, too.
It's an outrage.
I'm going to say it probably the first time in Titan history. Paul Kuharsky, don't nobody bleep with you or respect you, buddy. Next question.
Great question.
Thank you for the question for Paul Kuharsky.
We'll go golfing once a year.
It is time for the Rex Rant, served by the Wine Cellar in Hendersonville. Joe Rexroad's rant of the day. Joe, the floor is yours.
Joe's on mute.
Awesome. Great start by me there. Great start. Yeah, so I will quickly address, this might be the most, like, screaming that we've ever had on the YouTube chat, and it's just, like, essentially, Jared and Spring Hill's like, why do you tip bartenders but you don't tip teachers? And he's like, love teachers, they should get paid more. But like again, like I don't think like the tip jar is going to make the difference with the teachers. But certain people, their jobs are based around tips. I used to deliver pizza in college, so you know, if I didn't get tips, I would have gotten very, very little money. And this is true of certain jobs in society. Please don't be that guy. Please don't be that guy. Like this idea of like, well, I refuse. Again, it really is. It's like Mr. Pink and his opening. It's a hilarious scene to open Reservoir Dogs about why he won't play ball, you know, with tipping servers. They did make him cough up his buck, by the way. Don't do that. What are we doing here? We have enough bad takes in sports, okay? So there's first. The second, I am going to talk again today about Cam Ward, Robbie. Get excited.
Sure.
But, the little presser moment yesterday. You know, which is nothing wrong with asking Cam about his, you know, like what he thinks of his performance. I think Cam came off a little, little rabbit ears, you know, with that. But also, you know, there's a little bit of like, look at me, performative stuff at pressers sometimes. A couple people in particular in this town to do that. Same couple people who should do a show together, by the way. I've offered to be, produce the show. But that some people have this idea like, oh, the only one who's going to ask a tough question. I'm the only one who's going to tell the truth. And it's like with Cam Ward, like if you truly are trying to sit here and say that everybody else is like, yay, Cam. Everything's great. I mean, this station all day long, the topic is, does he stink or not? Okay? Like, this is what we talk about. Nationally, these guys are carving his stuff up. Orlovsky's out here. I just sent you guys today, Chase Daniel, Kurt Warner. We also had, like, Kurt Bankert with, you know, here's some positives. You guys are overreacting.
They just had a thing on Good Morning Football. How is Cam Ward going to do in year two?
Yeah, I mean, it's like everybody is talking about Cam and wondering if he's any good. And, yes, there are Cam dudes and people who just refuse to, you know, just like want to believe, and it's more like spin than objective analysis. But, like, the primary conversation about Cam Ward is, like, there's concern. So, like, please, let's stop acting like this is some big discovery. And also, like, look around the league. Do coaches rip their, whether young or old, you know, like acting like this organization in particular coddles him? He's the number one pick. They need him to work out. I have no doubt that when the cameras aren't on behind closed doors, they're saying, hey, look at this, Cam. We got to work on this. I mean, do you really think at other teams that they're out there just ripping their quarterbacks? Again, it's just like we talked about, like with the goalies. Like, what team in the NHL, what players or coaches ever say anything critical about a goalie? Nobody ever does. Well, it's the coach speak we get around here about Cam is just the same stuff you get anywhere else. And we're acting like, I mean, there's plenty of reasons to look at the Titans organization the last few years and point out dysfunction and point out incompetence. I mean, it's all over the place. But the Cam Ward stuff is exactly what you would expect it to be from an organizational standpoint, from the messaging standpoint. It's what you do. You say, you know, supportive stuff. I mean, like ripping someone in a presser. Like, what the hell is that going to do? No one does it. Why don't they do it? Because it does nothing. You got to work on stuff. And frankly, there's a lot of people in that building who are crossing their fingers and hoping that he just, you know, that it works out, that it all comes together for him. But they're not doing anything wrong in terms of, like, you know, not being critical of him or coddling him. I mean, how do you know they're coddling him? You don't know what the hell is going on behind closed doors. You're gonna look at the documentary and that's gonna be, because that means that you're like omniscient, all knowing about the conversations. It's just so dumb. Like, the discourse doesn't need to be dumber.
Well, I would also say this, and again, we're guilty of this to some degree. We talk about him every day on the show, and we've broken down the preseason games at length at this point. We've gone through the joint practices. But the bottom line remains, and he hadn't played one down of his second season yet, right? I mean, the regular season has not happened yet. So, look, I'm concerned. I don't love what I've seen from Ward in the preseason games. But even if somebody who, look, I would describe me from the jump on Cam Ward, Joe, as pretty skeptical. Like, we've talked about this. Wouldn't have drafted him at number one. They did. I didn't think he had a particularly great year last year in year one. Not all of that was his fault, but I didn't think he did. And now we've got some struggles in the offseason with accuracy, and then you get in the preseason and he's struggling in the games. Like, there's a lot, I think, to be concerned about. But even me, who I wouldn't describe my confidence right now that he's going to turn into some really good player, I wouldn't describe that that my confidence in that is very high. I'm even willing to say, hey, let's get a little bit into the regular season of his second year before we really start to make declarative statements on that front.
Well, the crazy thing is, too, it's like we have all these examples, and some don't work. Like, some of these guys are like, I don't think Zach Wilson's ever going to be one of those reclamation stories, right? But how bad was Sam Darnold early? How absolutely dead end was his career? So if we just watched how that all played out, but now this dude who played one year for a trash team, we know what he is? That's interesting. You must not be a person who thinks much of Sam Darnold then, right? Oh, no, wait, what? Oh, it's just like the inability to just process basic logic at times is really confounding to me.
615-7 by no one in particular. is our phone number, 615-737-1025. Teron Davenport with us coming up next. Robbie and Rex Road, 1025 The Game.
Hey, everybody. Lady Luck here. And we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now, all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on FinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com. Get yourself a $30 coin pack for just $10.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.